I remember a while ago I read an article in Reader's Digest that told the story about a young woman who remembers her beloved grandfather. And she said Grandpa was a man of integrity. He was a rancher and he loved his family fiercely and passed down simple yet important life lessons. Well, my dad tells a story about helping his dad tediously wash borrowed farm equipment before they returned it to a neighbor. "Why are we cleaning this?" he asked. "It was dirty when we got it." Always returns something a little better than you found it, was Grandpa's reply. Well, a week later, after Grandpa's funeral, this girl helped her dad vacuum, wash, and refuel a car he had borrowed from a friend. After accepting the vehicle, the friend leaned over to her and remarked, "Whenever I loan something to your dad, I know it will come back in better shape." And that's my grandpa's legacy. He left the world just a little better than he found it. I hope I can do the same. We see in this story a father inspires his son on the importance of respect and generosity. And now his son instills those same lessons in his daughter. That same lesson of love is the legacy of Christ to us. Our very identity as disciples of Christ is centered in such complete and constant love. Our faithfulness in imitating the compassion and the forgiveness of the risen Christ is lived in the one and our openness of heart and the spirit to love selflessly, completely and unconditionally, as God has loved us in Christ. Jesus, the healer and reconciler. Jesus, the foot washer. Jesus, the crucified. Entrusts to his church a new standard and understanding of love. A love that places others first and the common good before our own. A love that renews and recreates all human relationships. A love that transforms the most godless and secular worldview into the compassion and justice of God. This is how you are to know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.